Welcome to Caring and Sharing, an annual holiday series on KUMD.
Welcome to our Caring and Sharing holiday series here on KUMD, an annual opportunity for us to talk with some local nonprofits, find out what they're doing for the community, what they're giving us as community members, and what maybe they need from us, what we can do for them. Ted Hoffman joins us this morning. He's the branch director at Lincoln Park's Boys and Girls Club. Hey, Ted, good morning, and thanks for joining us. Whoop, there we go. Ted, are you there now?
Yep, can you hear me?
Yep, now I can hear you. Sorry about that.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Boys and Girls Club, what they do, and specifically the kinds of programming and the kinds of things that you offer to folks in the Lincoln Park branch.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the way you worded that. I think, you know, a lot of people have a misconception that we're just sort of like a rec center and a hangout spot. We're certainly a safe place for kids to hang out and have a good time, get a hot meal. We offer a snack, healthy snack when kids get there. So usually like a granola bar and some fresh fruit, and then a full five-component dinner every single day. So everything that we offer is for $20 for the whole year. That includes all our programs, all our field trips, all our meals and everything. But we really do pride ourselves on that programming piece and offering kids opportunities that they maybe otherwise wouldn't have. So Boys and Girls Clubs nationally have curriculum that we can access in six different categories, so sports and rec, education, the arts, health and wellness, career development, and character and leadership. So we offer programs on the hour in those six different categories.
Wow.
Primarily, our homework help is like a big part of what we're doing as well.
That is a lot of programming, and that is really wide-ranging programming. What?
Yeah, we really pride ourselves on like having something for every kid that comes in the door. And what's so cool is that, you know, we really try to match our staff and our volunteers to their strengths and what they're interested in. So we have a staff come in who's like a really good piano player or something. That's an opportunity to run a program and teach the kids what they know.
I have had the opportunity to come volunteer once in a while and bring animals into the Boys and Girls Clubs,
usually
during the summertime, which is, you know, super fun. Of course, kids, you know, they love the dogs and cats, but they like to, you know, they like to hear about the animals and how to take care of them, and they seem really interested, of course, in those programs. Talk about the kids that you serve in Lincoln Park. There are, you know, a lot of stereotypes about that neighborhood, but it's also true that in some areas of the community, kids have less access to some of the regular kinds of programming that maybe kids in more affluent parts of the community enjoy. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, so our site is the biggest site in our organization. We work with kids 6 to 18. And majority of our kids are coming from that Lincoln Park neighborhood, but we do see kids from throughout the city coming just to attend our programming or see their friends or whatever. So our site, we're seeing between like 80 and 110 kids a day. Most clubs across the nation are like 20% teens, and we're actually 50-50 if anyone's ever had the chance to see our teen center. It's like a really cool space. But yeah, I know Lincoln Park kind of has, you know, that label to it, and I would say we're certainly in existence in that neighborhood for a reason. But like I said, it's all about just providing kids opportunities to, you know, learn something that they maybe wouldn't have a chance to otherwise.
You've obviously been involved with Boys and Girls Club for a while. Talk about some of the transformations that you've seen, or maybe just the little aha moments with kids. Kids are so cool because you get to watch them discovering the world, and you get to watch them, you know, maybe find their bliss. Talk about some of those moments, perhaps, that you've been lucky enough to witness.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, it's so fun for us with what we do is because we're completely focused on, like, meeting a kid where they're at and, you know, kind of as a team at our meetings, just discussing, like, what a kid's potential is and how we can help them get there. I know the current, like, education system has a lot of pressure to teach kids certain standards and be at certain levels, you know, reading and mathematically and stuff, which is super important. But it really gives us an opportunity to kind of meet kids where they're at and fill in those gaps, and not just educationally, but, you know, as a person as well. So we have, you know, a lot of kids who we see every single day. They're there open to close. But we also have kids who are going to come in on Tuesdays just to hang out at our soccer program or come to our basketball program or art, you know. So we really pride ourselves on being there for everybody. Some kids might just come grab dinner and head out, and that's totally cool.
So talk about what you need from the community. What are some things that the community can offer the Boys and Girls Club, you know, in exchange or in gratitude for all of the wonderful things that you're offering the youth?
Well, there's always opportunities to volunteer, as you discussed. And what's so fun about volunteering, like I said, is, you know, like you said, you brought in animals. It's kind of a chance to, like, you know, share your passion with kids, something you think kids would benefit from and learn and grow from. So, you know, we have like sports leagues and art programs. So we would really kind of plug you in to what your interest is. If anyone's interested in volunteering, you can go on bgcnorth.org. There's a give tab, and then you can click on the volunteer link. And then also, obviously, I mean, donations always help. We are a nonprofit, so that type of thing. And right, we have our Christmas party on Friday this week. So every kid that comes that day will leave with a present. So we're accepting donations and presents right now as well.
Are there other donations of goods that the Boys and Girls Club could use? If you've got arts programs and sports programs and all these other programs, I'm guessing that you could probably use donations of materials for some of these programs.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it depends on what the program and what our current need is. So you could always stop by and check it out. But, you know, we accept things that are high quality. We really, really like our kids to have the best. But kids naturally are going to be hard on things over time. So things wear and tear. So,
but art supplies,
any way
for example.
To help out. Yeah, art supplies. I mean, we're always going through them like crazy. I know we could use some marker sets right now, and we can always use paint and that type of stuff.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Ted, for taking some time to talk about that's incredible programming. You're basically, it's like you're running some kind of extremely funky, cool school there.
Yeah.
With all of that programming. That's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, we try to make it a good time every day, so it's a lot of fun.
It sure sounds like it. Ted, thanks again so much for joining us this morning as our guest on our Caring and Sharing holiday series. Ted Hoffman is the branch director at the Lincoln Park Boys and Girls Club, and we'll, of course, get a link set up on our webpage so it will be easy for folks to find them when they go looking. Our Caring and Sharing holiday series is a regular feature of this time of year right here on Northland Morning.